Okay, so to wrap up this topic of Ribbis Derech Knas, we introduced it last week, or on Friday, last week, by pointing out both the Mishnah in our Perek and the Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Samaches, which seem to indicate that it's a possibility that you could create a Knas, a penalty, for late payment, and that would actually work within halacha, where the knas does not buy you extra time. We explain that's the logic behind it, that in the event that somebody's debt is due on July 1st, he doesn't pay on July 1st, he triggers a payment that he owes, which doesn't allow him to keep the debt any longer. In other words, the Beis Din can still go into his property and collect today, just as though he had not had this penalty. But this way, he's punished for late payment. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, this also enables a way to get around the Ribbis rules. Because now what you have to do is simply don't create interest payments, but create a late fee. In the event that you don't pay by then, and everybody knows that he's not going to pay on time, and therefore he will have to pay the late fee, and that way I got my the lender got extra money from this loan. We also noted the Vilna Gaon sourcing Ksuvos for this one, the Mordechai. I'm not going to go back into that now. We said that in order to implement this Derech Knas, you should not mention Ribbis and Rebach. Generally speaking, you should not mention profit. It's a good idea. We talked about my Achshav. I'm not going to go into it. We went into three reasons not to support the leniency. One is the argument that this is Ribbis Meucheres. It's just like where the borrower is going to give a gift at the end that had not been stipulated at the start. So now there's a penalty, which actually was stipulated at the start. The second argument was this is HaRamas Ribbis, because the lender gets extra money and just doesn't call it Ribbis. And that seems to be the Rashba's point. And then third, we have the Chavaz Das, who said that just by agreeing to the condition of a late fee, you are already giving the lender something of value more than over and above the repayment of the debt. So in and of itself, it's a problem. With the Nesiva Shalom said, well, in that case, you can't make any conditions, and that's just bizarre. Then we said, we asked, if you don't accept Derech Knas, what do you do with the Mishnah and the Gemara? How do you explain the fact that they seem to say Mutter? We give different explanations. And then we started on the section that we're in right now, which is, even if you prohibit this as Ha'aramas Ribbis, nonetheless, there are four available leniencies, ways in which it may be permitted. The first one was...
whatever, man.
I'm going to get to it. The first one was, I have to find it when we get up to the source that we're up to. If I am holding back the information. We said the first one was that we might be lenient on Derech Knas in the specific case that we dealt with in the Mishnah of forgiving a mashkon, forgiving a collateral. And we said we may be more lenient there first because that's a case in which this penalty, this fine, was not set at the time of the original loan. It wasn't part of the original deal, and we'll talk about that more shortly. Or because we're dealing with a mashkon of land, and land is lenient because it doesn't have a set value, like there's no onah for land as well. So, having said all of that, we are now up to source Chav Zayin, which is in the Berek Habayis, that's brought in the Beis Yosef. This is the second leniency. The second leniency is the one that was already alluded to in the Shach, and that is to allow a fine, to allow a penalty, if it's not arranged from the original time of the loan. That was what the Shach had said works when it comes to forgiving the mashkon. In the forgiving the mashkon case, it's not that we said in the beginning, I'm borrowing money from you, and here's my field as collateral, and if I don't pay on time, then you can take the field, which is worth much more than the debt. That's not what we're talking about. Rather, I borrowed $10,000. I gave you a field as collateral. The field is worth $50,000. And at some point, years into the loan, I said, you know what? I'm not going to be able to pay you back on time. So, you know what? If I can't pay you back on time, here, just take the field. Take the field and be done with it. And the Shach said the reason that that works is because you didn't set it up in the beginning, and the basis for saying so is our Mishnah about forfeiting the mashkon. Right? The Taras Emes said that's how Beit was ben Zonin could get away with what he was doing, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Ribbis Mem Zayin accepts this. The question is, why does this work? Who cares if it wasn't said in the beginning? So the Berek HaBayis is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Source Chav Zayin. in the law kvar lamashkon va'ata amar im lo praticha yamashkon me'achshav shelcha. He borrowed money against the collateral, and now into the time of the loan, he says, if I don't pay you, then you get to keep the collateral from now. Right, that me'achshav we've talked about. Mutter, it's allowed. Kaman shelo asu kain b'shas halva mamash eino nira keribis elaknasu dekanes nafshe. He says the key is that since you didn't do it in the beginning, it doesn't look like an interest payment. Interest is specified from the beginning. It looks like what it is, which is, it's a fine. It's a penalty that he agreed to at some later date for himself. He didn't have to agree to it, because since it wasn't there from the beginning, he could have said no. Nonetheless, he feels bad, right? Like we say in the Gemara, generally speaking, a borrower feels something towards the lender. So he felt like this is really what he ought to do as part of good behavior. That's the idea of the Bedek HaBayis. So the Bris Yehuda notes in Perek Dalet HaArayud that the Shach's language when he quoted this regarding Mashkon was not Mashkon specific. The Shach only brings this justification for the case of the Mashkon, but really this should be much broader. It should allow any penalty, any fine, even if it's not forfeiting the Mashkon, and that's why I bring it as a separate kula. No, it's not a function of the Mashkon. Clear? Okay. So, he said Me'achshav to get around it, and maybe they did a Kinyan Suder. In other words, you can get around the Asmachta concerns, we had said, by demonstrating that you're serious. So we talked about that by using the word Me'achshav, saying it's from now, it's already yours. So it's not something that's conditional later on. It is conditional, but it's not something for later. But also, the fact that you say, the fact that you do it with an act of Kinyan Suder is also a way to defeat the asmata consideration. The third kula of the four is a very interesting one, and it's brought in the Rama. We saw it already back in source Yud. Go back to the Rama in source Yud. The Rama said regarding this Knas case, where the Shulchan Aruch had said, "Hey, that's Haramas Ribis." The Rama said, "Veyesh matirinim nosein lo maos umekabel peros." Some are lenient if the loan is of money and the repayment is produce. And he's quoting the Rivash, and he says, V'yesh l'hakel b'zeh. So there. So the idea is that you're not using the same currency for the loan and the repayment. The Rivash brought this. Did I bring you the Rivash here? I just lost my place. No, I did not. The Rivash brought this leniency for the case of Baitus Ben Zonin on Samachay Amud Beis. He said that's how Baitus Ben Zonin is able to do this, because his case was one of borrowing one currency and repaying another. That's how it worked. The Taras Emes quotes this the Rivash and doesn't like it at all. I brought the Taras Emes in Sres Chafes. V'hine ra'isti la'rivash zal shakasa v'yesh lomar l'dvarav shal rash bazal dekemed lo mitzar ela b'fnei ha'aramas ribis b'ayi kemed lo shakal zuzay lo mechzika ha'arama. He quotes you the Rivash, who says that maybe the Rashba could explain that in that case it was okay. It didn't look like a harama because he wasn't taking cash. The harama would be in the event that you give money and you get back more money. He says, excuse me, but I don't think so. The Rashba, the Rashba did not sound like this at all. The Rashba did not sound like, well, Baitus Ben Zonin gets away with it because it's money for produce. There wasn't any such mention in the Rashba. The Bris Yehuda says that he has a different source for this idea. Not the case of Baitus Ben Zonin, but rather the Rav Safra discussion, which we already mentioned a little bit last week. Rav Safra's discussion is the sleight of hand case, which I brought you here from the Shulchan Aruch's presentation of it in Source Chav Tes, from Kufzama Gimel. Amar lo, halveni mana. Guy says, lend me a dollar. Amar le mana, or not a dollar, fine. Lend me $100. Amar le mana ein li. He says, I don't have $100. Chitim b'mana yesh li, but I have $100 worth of grain. V'nasan al chitim b'mana kamoshu ashar. He gives him $100 worth of grain, and then v'chazer v'alak kamimenu b'tzadi. And then the lender buys them back for $90 cash while they are still, as noted here in parentheses, worth $100. So you got a discount, right? And then at the end of the debt, he's going to get paid back $100. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Impara lo lebesof hamana beperos mutter." It's okay if he gives him back $100 worth of produce at the end. Ivantem? Good, if he gives him back $100 worth of produce at the end, that's fine, but he may not give him money back. So the Bris Yehuda says, that's your basis for saying this. That's the idea. For Safra's case, which originally appeared on Samach Beis and Beis, is okay where you pay him back in produce, then the answer is haram is only a problem if it's cash for cash or peros for the same kind of peros.
In that case, Safra presumably could say, in fact, if you have produce is okay because that shows that there's a differentiation. Really, there's a deal nested inside another deal. And that's the problem. You pay back with money, it looks like you're paying back for the loan. So you're paying back the $80 to $90.
In the event that I give him grain, he then sells me the grain back, so I give him money. Now I have grain, he has money.
Right.
And then
you're supposed to pay me, there was a loan.
And then he's paying me back with...
If you pay back with cash, it sort of looks like...
If he pays me back with cash...
Then you can't... It's hard to differentiate where was the loan and where was the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you pay back with peros, then you can see, the peros must have...
If he pays back... I'm trying to keep my pronoun straight.
Right. If the borrower pays back with peros, then you can see, that must be for some other transaction. It's not for the money that...
Oh, you think so? Okay. I would have thought it's simply just that it fuzzes the transaction for people. It makes it less clear to people. When there's money for money or produce of the same kind, it's more obvious that more has changed hands going the other way. Now I'm about to say this. So why does this work? So the Bris Yehuda thinks in Perek Dalet Ha'ara Yud, he argues, I did not retype it for you on the sheet, that it's a function of the heter of not setting up the knas at the time of the halva. Meaning that it's just like the heter of, that we just mentioned, just like leniency number three. Of number two. He says it's the same idea. In the same way that we gave a leniency we didn't set up at the time of the halva, we gave you a leniency also, because in the case where you borrow one and you pay back with another. I'm not sure exactly where he's going with that, but what I do think it's like is the Rivash. The Rivash in Shin Lamed Hey gives you the answer. Again, I did not bring it for you on the sheet. The Rivash says this is okay because it doesn't look like ribbis. It was really what the Rivash said on the previous Heter. The Rivash you saw quoted in the Ramah. Not quoted in the Ramah, sorry, quoted in the Torah Semes. Right? When he said, Kamil Shakil Zuze Lo Mechnik Ha'arama, Ha'arama Yik Shinosin Mos and Makabo Mos Yosir, etc. Right? That's the Rivash. It doesn't look like ribbis. So what I wrote in my notes is that what I think he may mean is that it looks like Mechira or that it's harder to see the increase in value in the payment. Either way, it could be, either one could be what it is, I suppose. The Rivash thinks that the Rashba agrees with him. The Netivot Shalom disagrees. But okay. The Netivot Shalom also notes in Kufayin Zayin Yud Dalet Tes that you'll need both the Karen and the Knas paid in Peros, or you lose the benefit. Meaning the whole thing has to be paid in Peros. You can't say, I'm lending you money, you're going to give me back the Karen in money and then the Knas as Peros, or the Karen as Peros and the Knas. That doesn't work. The whole thing has to be in the other form. Yeah. Okay. When you get to this heter, though, what does the Mechaber think is a little bit strange? The Shach writes in Kufayin Zayin Lamed, I brought it for you in Source Lamed, he says on this V'yesh Matirin that some permit that the Ramah writes... He says, "Ein kamachlokes gama machaber v'siato modim lozeh." He says everybody agrees with this heter. The machaber will agree also with this heter. That's the position of the shach. The Shardeya disagrees because the Shardeya, I brought it in the Lamed Aleph. I'm not going to go through it now, but the Shardeya says it's not true because he says the Rashba does not agree with this heter, as we already saw. And the Mechaber is with the Rashba, he says. So he thinks that the Mechaber will not accept this heter. The last of the four leniencies is to be lenient if this is not a derech halva, but rather it's derech mechira. If the whole thing happens via a sale. And that's seen in the Shulchan Aruch and Kufayin Zayin Yud Ches. I brought it for you in Source Lamed Beis on the sheet. Josh, do you want to come with somebody? The Shulchan Aruch writes, Hamocher Schar al Chaveru Besamach Zehuv Mishakivo Miyad. Okay, I sell merchandise to Josh. Okay, you may not have sheets, but you have merchandise. I sell Josh merchandise for 60 gold coins. Vehisne lasita lo lachasi shana. But the deal is that I accept responsibility to pay it now, but I don't actually pay it yet. I owe it to you from now. I tell you, in 6 months, I'll pay you the 60 gold coins. And I say, if I fail to pay you in 6 months, I'll owe you 100 gold coins instead. The kanu miyado, kinyan was made, no asmachta issue. The higia azman velo nasan, and the time comes, and I don't pay you chayav liten kufzuhuvim. Guess what? I owe you 100 gold coins. That's the Shulchan Aruch's case. So because it's derech mechira, it's okay. Now those who mention this, like the Shulchan Aruch, just say it as a given. I suspect it simply goes back to the idea of mar behono. Right, the whole point that the whole Issur Ribis is the oraisa when you're dealing with loans, and this is not a loan, this is a sale, already reduces the severity of the issue involved. And in fact, that's the way the Rivash seems to word it. The Rivash simply says that this is the justification is that it's not a true halva, it's not a true loan. In truth, that's not what the Shach says. The Shach, I brought you in source Lamed Gimel, gives you a different rationale. The Shach is commenting earlier on the discussion about giving money and getting produce, or vice versa, and look what he writes in Lamed Gimel. Im nose lomos, etc. But who did Ibcha? The same thing is true. The opposition, nose lo perus and mekabel mos, kidul kaman si yuches. That's our case. So he thinks what the reason that this works is because it's money for produce. That's the idea. I don't know, maybe it's because he believes that they're both mechira. Maybe his rationale earlier will be that it's mechira. Either way, the Bris Yehuda is not happy. The Bris Yehuda complains in Perek Dalet Ha'ara Chaf Beis. He says that this heter is because it's derech mechira. The buyer is sending money and receiving money. He does not like this idea one bit. Although, again, you could answer that they're both about derech mechira, and that would solve your problem. Okay, but those are your four leniencies, even if the Rashba doesn't like this. But here's the big question. Could you have multiple deadlines with fines along the way? So could I set this up just like a loan with ribbis, essentially? Could I borrow money from Josh? I'm going to borrow $10,000 from Josh and say, if I don't pay you back by January 1, I will owe you a fine of $100. If I don't pay you back by February 1, I will owe you another fine of $100. If I don't pay you back by March 1, I'll owe you another fine of $100. And just, you know, do it that way. And everybody knows I'm planning on missing each deadline. I will pay you each payment, as a matter of fact, on January 2nd and February 2nd and so on down the line, knowing that this will trigger a fine all the way. So the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch seem to say, why are you having this conversation? In Lamed Dalet, this is...
You say, like, you pay, and you can keep your money more.
No, because I'm not saying that. I'm not.
You said that, but this is the fact. This is what happened. Then you pay, then.
אבל לפי מה שאנחנו מסדרים כאן, הוא שהמלווה אומר, אתה מכל מקום יכול לשמור את הכסף שלי. שנה, שנתיים, שלוש שנים, מה שאתה רוצה.
לכאורה.
לא ביד הכנס. סתם. אתה יכול לשמוע על הכסף שלי עד אז. אבל אם אתה לא משלם לי את ה-installation, את התשלום של... כך הם מסדרים. The Rashba, in Beis, in source Lamed Dalet, says, Benidosh lefaneinu, in our case, the Omer lo, he says to him, Im lo nasati lecha mikan vad yom ploni, if I don't pay you by such and such a date, misham ve'elech eten lecha kach v'kach b'chodesh. So from then on, I will give you such and such an amount per month that I'm holding your money. That's even worse. Zeh be'emet harachat zman. Right? Now I'm paying you based on the time. Right? Ole paraku parak belitra. I don't know what they pay actually, is there? The harezo ribis gimura. See, so that's flat out ribis. Velotia kazos be Israel. There should never be such a thing. We're gonna come back to this Rashba later. And the Shulchan Aruch says in source Lamed Hey, Emchiebatsmo Lasis Lamava Kach Vakach Bakol Shavua Bochim Akiv Mono. If he says I'm gonna pay you such and such a sum every week that I hold your money, harezo ribis gamur. Of course that's full-blown ribis. And the Rama says, Ava gab de kasev lo karach kach derech knasa, even if he writes it as a fine. Im lo efer lechal izman ploni yeten lechasho kol shavua kach kach v'kach, if I don't pay you by then, I will give you whatever it is every week. And even though you say, well, had he paid on time, he wouldn't have owed any ribbis. Since he says I'm giving you a fixed amount every week, have ribis gomer v'chein ikar. Even though some are makil, as we're about to see. So it sounds like this is a closed discussion. The reason it's not a closed discussion is there's a Sefer HaTrumos which is quoted in the Beis Yosef. I brought it for you in Lamed Vav because the Sefer HaTrumos is very long on this. The Beis Yosef writes, it's in source Lamed Vav. Ha'omer l'chaveru, im lo efracha l'zman ploni, hareini chayav l'cha me'achshav l'zman ha'iguv kach v'inarim. If I don't pay you by such and such a date, I owe you from now a certain amount. Bein she'isne b'shas halva, bein she'isne k'in achar she'igi ha'zmana, whether he makes the condition at the time of the loan or later, v'arvach le'zimna achrina, and then he gives him extra time. He gives him extra time. That's what he's writing. He says, if I don't pay you by that time, I owe you such and such from now. The Baal HaTrumos says, this is fine. What in the world are you talking about? A deal in which, when you get to the time of payment, you're given extra time with a retroactive fine. Not only that, it gets better. Here's the Mordechai. This is the one that blows everything up. Source Lamed Zayin. He says, I found the following document. Tofes shtar zeh takti miksivas Rav Yaakov me'or liyom. I have the following text of a document that is from the writing of the Ri me'or liyom. Right? You're talking about a very serious name here, one of the Balei HaTosos. V'hitir lilvos b'ribis mitoch shtar zeh. He allowed you to lend with ribis using such and such a document. Borrows
with ribis.
To borrow with ribis. Using this, yeah. V'zeh l'shono. And here's how it works. I signed below, admit entirely that I am borrowing with ribis. No, shani chayev leploni ben ploni, that I owe so and so, kach v'kach, such and such a sum, machma shehilvali liyarach ploni, because he lent to me in this month, in this year, in this date, based on what we counted here we are, v'hinani mechuyav leforam lo toch tesvav yamam lahazmanaso, I am obligated to pay him within 15 days, ulagil liyado beir ploni kabachra yuso, and to reach him, to come to him in this city, and so on, the chol zman she'ekveim, and as long as I hold it below Ephrolo, and I don't pay him, alayla seislo b'matanar kol shavua v'shavua she'akvan, I have to pay him every week that I hold on to his money, miyom halva ulamala, ad yom ha'peiraon, till I pay him, kach v'kach pshitin m'mabeya ploni, such and such coins, v'chein b'chol shavua v'shavua, and so to every week. A penalty for each week that the payment is late. Wow. So the poskim, generally speaking, thought the Ri Me'or Liyom document was just too bizarre to be believed. The Beis Yosef said, "You got to be kidding me." He quotes it for you in Lamed Ches, and after he quotes it for you, he quotes you the Rashba, who says, "Va'Rashba kasa v'altanai kayote b'zeh harez the ribis gemur v'lote kazos b'Yisrael." That's the Rashba we quoted before. Total ha'arama. He says, "Ain't no way." V'gaos harama. On that Mordechai, when it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, take a look at Lamed Tes. Ein lahashkiach b'hagah zu klal. He says, ignore this. Ki bevadei lo yatsu advarim ha'elu asher nogim b'isir d'oraisa pi harav hagadol ha'nizgar kan. Ayin shuv azu yivin chaviv ki ma ma'od hiflig b'daber al zeh. He says, I'm not going to go into it. Others have gone into it. The bottom line is that this is an absolute joke and there ain't no way. You can't do that. So he says no. And indeed, the Maharal Bach, he said the document did not come from him, from the Ri Me'or Liyom. Source Mem. Hanimtza Bago Gilyon Velo Noda Lanu Shem Harav HaMagiyeh. He says, here's a general rule, okay? When you find something in a manuscript somewhere, written by some editor in a margin, and you don't know who wrote it in, Ein Lanu Lismo Chala Velasas Maisa Al Biv, you may not. We should not rely on it. We should not act on it. Ad hevio b'mitzarev divrei amishna v'atalmud u'mufreshem u'mufresamim balei atosu balei chidushim b'kor mivchan divrei aposkim u'bifrat harambam zal ki hu harav malchios ha'elu u'pivanu chayim. He says, unless you can give me a really good source, preferably the Rambam, you can't use it. And he says, this is what I've seen. And he goes on and on. I love the language so much that I put it on here, but it's 12:24. But he says, absolutely not. You got to be kidding. Only the Mabit from the major authorities who deal with this in the beginning, in the early years, said that you could support the document, but he said only to reduce it from a Del Raisa to a Derabanan. That's what the Mabit says you're actually accomplishing here in source Mem Aleph. He says, "Va'ani kepesi mamim l'chol davar." He says, "What can I tell you? I'm a naive guy. I believe everything." Lo sarti libi milahamin ki arav Mordechai omishakasav tov b'shtarzeh etakto miksiva tov Yaakov derolion zal. He says, "I believe that this is actually genuine." Lo b'dami libo. He didn't make it up. It's true. He got it. It's accurate. So then, what's the head there? So he says, the heter is, if you jump down to the middle of the fourth line, Shekevan Shenosein Oso Derech Matana Lo Havi Agar Natar Velo Karin and Ribis Gamur Elahech of the Misrabi Machmas Hamtanas Halva Umitztaer Al Deshakel Mine Maidilo Yoyevle. He says, I believe that the... Hang on. He says, I believe that the way this works is that it's a gift from the beginning. The Rambam told us that you can't give ribbis and say, I am mochel, and I convert it into a matana, right? The Rambam did not like that. We talked about it in the beginning of the ribbis shiurim. But that's where somebody agrees to pay ribbis and then gives it with mechila. That's not what we're talking about here. It was mechila from the very beginning. And as far as one of the objections of the Maharal Bach, that you're increasing what you're paying him over time, he says, no, each time it's a new loan. It's a series of new loans, and each loan has a fine associated with it. So each week is a brand new loan with a fine for not paying it on time, and then a new loan birthed from that. The Gidulei Truma in Memvav, Dalid, Lamed Beis, thinks that it's Avak Rivis. He says you could do it for Yisomim and you could do it with Hektish money. I didn't bring it on the sheet. But that's the Gedulei Truma's statement. He thinks it's Tabak Rivis. The Nesiva Shalom tries to offer a reconciliation. The Nesiva Shalom is in Kufa Yindalid, Tezayin Aleph. The Rashba, the Maharal Bach, and the Shulchan Aruch, he says, are talking about one case. Mabit and the Gedulei Truma are talking about a different case. He says, the Rashba, the Maharal Bach, and the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are talking about where the language of the Knas is that you're going to pay X amount per week. That's clear ha'arachat zman. You're extending the time for payment. The Mabit and the Gedulei Truma are talking about where it's a new fine with each period. At the moment that the previous period ends, there is a brand new fine and a brand new loan. And he thinks that the Rashba, the Maharal Bach, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah would clearly permit this. Only the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Memches is clearly against that latter case, saying that, come on, it's a trick. Who are you kidding? I like what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav has to say. It seems very clearly to be a trick. The last note that I mentioned it on the sheet with the Radvaz and the Sharadeya. I figured I'd just mention it outside because I'm not going to be able to do it in depth. Is the following question: the Chasam Sofer has a piece on Baf Mitzia called Sugya de Asmachta. It doesn't appear in the Bar Ilan notes on the Chasam Sofer, but you can find it on Hebrew. It doesn't appear in the Bar Ilan Chasam Sofer, but you can find it on Hebrew books in book 38057. So the Chasam Sofer says that if somebody agreed to the Knas, he would be allowed to keep his word, despite Asmachta. In other words, Asmachta might really disqualify this Knas, because you didn't really expect to have to pay it. And therefore, what you're doing is Rivis Mi'ucheres. Nonetheless, since you agreed from the beginning that you were going to do it, the Chasam Sofer says you're allowed to do it. And that's brought in the Radvaz in Chelek Vav, Alpayim Reish Zayin, and I think I even brought it for you. No, I'm not Reish Zayin, sorry, Reish Tzadi. It's not Reish Zayin. That's there was a mistake in the safe where I saw this quoted. It should have said Reish Tzadi, but anyway, in any case, the Radvaz here says that he's able to do this, and he says, "Ani yodei sheish kan haromas ribis, avol ma esa shekvar nogu ha'olam heter bedavar zeh," which I don't find as a ringing endorsement. The other Achronim would seem to disagree and say flat out that this is ribis. So the Shardeya says that. I brought you that in source Mem Gimel. He says, this is ribbis milcheres. That's exactly what you're doing here. Ditto in the Adabram, ditto in the Rivash, ditto in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. They don't like this at all. The Bris Yehuda writes in Perek Dalet Ha'arahei, it seems clear to, and you know, and that's where I see the Radvaz note. It's a typo in the Bris Yehuda. But anyway, it seems clear to me that he says that any heter has to require that this fine should be established from the start or at the time of the extension of time. In other words, it actually is better for it to be from the original point, because otherwise this is simply a gift to Ribbis Milcheres. So he's not going to accept it. The Nesiva Shalom doesn't like it at all in Kufayin Zayin Yadalad Zayin. So that's just the last note on this. There's much more to add. I wanted to do stuff about Knas where the lender suffered a loss as a result of the delay. So can you pay him back for whatever he suffered? But there's, again, you know, there was only so much time to deal with this. Ayin Sham to see more. Shkoyach, God willing.